Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests, correspondence, and inquiries for the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find the Warn Radio on the following social sites: Sayscape, Telegram, USA.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Linktree, Pure Social, Gab Social. You can listen to our shows through the WIBR Warn Radio Network by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You'll also find our shows on the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Don't miss out on the featured articles by The Watchman. You can find them by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. This week we're featuring The Law of Change and Bible Prophecy. The Law of Change, our solid rock, Jesus Christ, stands unmovable amidst the changing world that is in a state of flux. While we may not like change, the fact is everything moves through this change. Also, prophetic winner of our discontent. We move from the pages of John Steinbeck's acclaimed novel to the words of a Shakespeare play, and on to the current events in America, the pages of the 60s revolution to the burning of America and overthrow of the foundations this nation has forged through the fire of the past. The winter of discontent has revealed itself. And on Dana Glenn Smith, your enemy makes war. If you have any doubts as a believer in Jesus Christ that there is an enemy, then you need to listen to our Advocacy for the Persecuted Church broadcast. Now that Biden is in with 55-some executive orders that is decimating our country, oils, jobs, and more, there is an enemy in the White House. And go to warn-usa.com to listen to the Warn Classic Radio Series on Timothy. 1st and 2nd Timothy Classic Warn Radio Series brings you to the young minister in the faith of the new Christianity. Timothy had the Apostle Paul as his spiritual father. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. It's warmed up.
Yeah, no wind. That's a blessing.
I know. Must be all down south in Texas and around.
Oh, I feel for them. My heart goes out. God have mercy on them.
Well, it was moving out today, but they still had a lot of trouble.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I noticed that the governor said that no natural gas can be taken out of state until we can get this under control.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And Of course, I haven't heard anything out of the Biden administration today.
Yeah, I was wondering. I don't know for sure, but I sure think President Trump would be in contact with the governor of Texas and offering help and doing whatever he could to help him. But I don't know if the Biden administration is doing anything.
The only thing I've seen out of him is he was tightening up the Border Patrol and the ones involved in that, ICE, from sending people back, making it even harder. So
that's not a good thing.
No. Well, see, that's what Biden's doing, overturning everything. And of course, meanwhile, Pelosi is in dreamland today, thinking that they can pass immigration without the Republicans, because they're planning on passing an immigration package that will be devastating for the country.
I'm sure.
But they don't care, you know.
Nope. It's too bad.
So I don't really care what the Democrats do. They're up to no good. They cheated in the election. And there's a lot of wickedness going on. And
yes, there is.
So at any rate, the one news today, the Mars rover made it. This is the second rover we've got up there now.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was. I saw the first pictures back from there. I didn't watch the two-hour thing they had, but I got in for the landing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because you got 7 minutes of terror. Because it takes 7 minutes that you don't even know if it's going to be coming through. And I think that's during the blackout. There's always a blackout in this. When you're entering through the atmosphere at such a high speed. And then the capsule heats up, I think, to 2,000 degrees. So, you know, there's a lot of issues here.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. It's amazing how we can go to Mars and do all that stuff. And then here in our own capital, we can't even get along enough to do anything. We have people like those dumb broads on The View that did nothing but castigate
Rush
Limbaugh. And, you know, if you're a Christian and you hear people like that doing that, you need to rebuke them. Even if you're not there, you look at them, you look at the picture, and you just say, in Jesus' name, I rebuke you for what you've said and what you're doing.
That's right.
You need to understand that we have the power to do that. And these people need, for their own sake, they need to be disciplined by the Lord to bring them back so they will be saved. You know, this Tootsie Footsie Sugar Plum churches that you people go to, you know, and I know they're not all like that, but you need to understand, we need to be in spiritual warfare here.
That's right.
And there are wicked people out there. And while you're playing Tootsie Footsie here and not doing what you're supposed to be doing, overseas, as we've been reporting, there has been a genocide going on in a lot of areas. So make no mistake, I'm going to tell you today quite pointedly, and you've read it in Scripture, but I'm telling you that the Lord is going to be shaking things up. Even more than what you see. There are things happening, and there will be people that are doing things that are wrong will be judged. And it'll be quite evident. There is some judgments coming.
Yeah, that's scary.
So make no mistake. At any rate.
Well, tonight on the show was part 81 of Isaiah's prophetic book, Judgment and Vanity. Judgment and Vanity meet reality of recently awoke. It is in this section we find the prophet stops to lay out a blistering wake-up call to the women of Judah, calling them the careless daughters. He told them to give ear to his speech. It is a message not just for women, but for the men as well, who give in to the vain and affluent aspects of society. And now back to you.
Yes, we're going to begin this.
I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Well, you know, we left off in Isaiah 32:8, where we talked about the liberal, and we're not going to get into that. But the liberal here, referring to noble, generous, you know, a prince, willing-hearted. See, in the aspects of what we're talking about Ahaz, who was the wicked king. And you're talking about Hezekiah, who's the good king. Hezekiah happens to be the king that was in charge when the Assyrians came to the gates of Jerusalem, and it was a wake-up call for Judah. And so they drew together to seek the Lord for deliverance, and he delivered them. Meanwhile, the prophet is chastising the women because of the way that they dress and the way they act. And it's all in an effort to appease the men, to appeal to the men. And of course, you know, today, you know, there was a number of years ago that a lot of the women dressed like this. But today we've got whole generations of women that actually dress worse than the guys do. And, of course, that's their freedom, I guess. Instead of putting on makeup, they put on a ball cap backwards, holy jeans, and a long saggy shirt and expensive tinny runners, and walk right alongside the guys and look just like them. They stink just like them, and they think that's cool. But, see, that's the modern-day America. But in verse 9, the prophet says, "Rise up, you women." And, of course, they're surrounded by the comforts of affluence, which had been going on. And they had no fear of things to come. So apparently this thing with the Assyrians coming to the gates didn't affect them much, because they were still doing the things they were doing before, and they never stopped. When, in essence, they should have been donning sackcloth and ashes and praying and seeking the Lord. And he says, "Rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech." Now, you see, all along the Lord God has been trying to get the attention of Judah. And, of course, Ahaz, marrying Jezebel, who brought in Baal, in worship into Judah, among other things. There was Ashtaroth, there were a lot of other things going on. But nevertheless, they didn't pay attention to the judgments of God. They didn't pay attention to anything, the Lord trying to wake them up. And of course, this is where the Lord pointedly stated, and Isaiah said it, you know, "I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not answer." Now, you see, the Lord's not going to call all the time. And to Israel, his call was during the time of the prophets that was sent to them to wake them up. Now, Jeremiah, he had been warning Judah for a lot of years. Now, see, this time, the prophet, and Isaiah's here predicting all this, but when this happens, the prophet is there to tell him a lot of things. But when you look ahead, and of course, when that prophet was there and Assyria threatened him, it was scary, clear up to the gates of the Jerusalem, and then the Lord delivered them. The enemy thought they had him, but they didn't. But you see, did this shake anybody up? Apparently not. Because the prophet is trying to tell him, "Listen, you need to pay attention here. This was a close call." "Oh, was it? We weren't watching." You know, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, you think about it. I mean, look around at America. How many people really believe that judgment is coming to this country, or we're in the throes of it? I'll tell you, not many. Not even the people in the churches understand that or even believe it. Now, I've been warning, and Tower's been with me, we've been warning for over 2 decades of judgment coming to this nation. And we've seen it, and we're in the midst of some of this judgment right now. But people won't believe you. People are just so settled in their comforts. And this is what Isaiah is talking to these women about. You know, they didn't pay any attention. And they had a self-security living in Jerusalem. And of course, now that the enemy was destroyed at the gates, they just think, oh, you know, fine, everything's fine, I can just keep going. But we're talking about all the luxuries they had. And they had fineries. And of course, they had bells and all kinds of trinkets hanging off of various parts of their body and moving in seductive ways and doing things. Little did they know that the next time when Babylon came, they wouldn't get delivered. And it would mean death and bondage. I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not answer. And that not just applies to Judah or to Israel, but to every nation on earth with whom the God deals, the Lord God deals. Now Kyle and Delete speak on this. The prophet has now uttered many a woe upon Jerusalem, which is bringing itself to the verge of destruction, but notwithstanding the fact that the women are by nature more delicate and more easily affected and alarmed than the men, he has made no impression upon the women of Jerusalem. And he foretells a terrible undeceiving of their carnal ease. And he holds out before them the ease secured by God, which can only be realized on the ruins of the former. In other words, you need to put away the things of the flesh, the carnal, and seek the Lord. And it's just by God's grace that they were delivered this time. Next time, they're not going to be delivered. Now, in Isaiah 3, now, of course, and we covered this a long time ago, but see, I'm bringing this up because this is exactly what Isaiah is talking about. Isaiah 3, 16 and 17. Moreover, saith the Lord, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a tinkling with their feet. That's because of the various things they have on their various types of jewelry. Therefore the Lord will smite with the scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In other words, by the time this gets done, they're not going to be able to do all that. They're not going to be able to be dressed in finery or to walk, because they will be in agony and pain and grief over what they've lost. And so this is something you need to understand. I mean, when you look at America and you really see what our media are doing and what people do every day, especially like The View, when you have Bette Midler and, you know, the other women on The View, and they just, with no mercy nor grace on their part, just castigated Limbaugh, and he's dead. You know, there's an old thing back when I was being raised, you never said ill of the dead. That's because back then people feared the Lord. And they knew that whatever you said and whatever you did would come back on you, but today we're stupid. Plainly stupid. That's unfortunate. Because what we need is wisdom, and wisdom in order to understand that there needs to be some repenting going on in this nation. And these people shouldn't be saying things like this. And that's just the half of it. I mean, not even the half of it. So in verse 10, he goes on to say, many days and years shall you be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage shall fail and the gathering shall not come. Now see, we have the Assyrian who came to the gates of Jerusalem. And you see, Judah, of course, in this whole area, had been blessed. They had their harvests, they had their wine, they had their olive vintage. You know, they had all these things. And olive oil has vintages. I don't know if you know that, but they do. And You know, there's people that go around the world just to find the latest vintage. And you have the grapes being gathered for the harvest of the wine. And, of course, you have money and you have all kinds of trinkets and artisan works that you can wear. And, boy, you can just feel like you're in heaven and there's no issues. But the problem of it is that when you have an army like Assyria going through the land, and they just didn't come to Jerusalem because they affected everybody all the way from the beginning of their march all the way to Jerusalem, which includes Egypt as well. And along the way, they would have pillaged. They would have taken whatever they needed to eat. They would have trod through the vineyards. And so this is not really the thing you want to have happen. And so along the way, they're going to be burning the fields of harvest because they're trying to conquer the country. So there's going to be, guess what? Famine. And so although they were totally delivered and weren't killed, they're not out of the woods. You're in Jerusalem, but it ain't going to do you any good if you don't have nothing to eat. Unless you found out a way to chew on wood, gnaw on granite, eat sand. You see, there is a problem when you rebel against the Lord God and he begins to cut off various things for you. And that's no different than in America today. You know, you have all these people coming up and Biden's focusing on getting every immigrant in here that he can, every illegal. And he's even commanded them to stop calling them illegals. That's exactly what they are. And bringing them up here. And the people, you know, come up and they know that during Trump they couldn't get in, so they just waited. So now the Democrats are in power and they're going to bring them in, and then they're going to try to get legislation to make them legal in a certain amount of years. And they expect every one of these illegals who become citizens to reward the Democrats by voting Democrat every year. So the Democrats plan on ruling America forever without Republicans at all. And a matter of fact, I've heard some people that were talking that way, and they weren't Republicans, they were Democrats. So these are the kind of things that we have within a country, that we think we can do anything to each other. We think we can believe anything. We can be wicked, and there's not a God in heaven to stop you. The problem with that is that's foolish. And God can indeed bring things down, and he can make sure that you understand your life, is but a vapor. And he can make that clear to you. Now you see, the thing that God used in the Old Testament to punish Israel when they fell away and served other gods was other nations who invaded them, attacked them, and everything else. And so, many days and years, it's an undefined number of days, now see it here, it says, shall you be troubled? Troubled is the same as tribulation. Tribulation I classify as the smelter. And the Laodicean church, the Lord said to the Laodicean church, who thought it was rich and needed nothing, but was wretched, poor, blind, and naked, he says, I counsel you to buy me of gold tried in the fire. Now that's the smelter. That means trouble. That means tribulation. That could even mean death during that tribulation, in order to get through to the point where you were refined enough to be acceptable and you repent. And so here, the trembling would begin upon them, the troubles. And one of the first things is the vintage of the grape would fail, the olives would fail. And, of course, the harvest of corn was going to be already over when the devastation begins. And although Jerusalem wouldn't be conquered by the Assyrians, yet Jerusalem in all its pride and all the fact that they looked at themselves as being strong would in fact look like it's in ruins. Because of all the things they're facing. Now see, in America we went from some of the greatest figures of employment that's ever been recorded in America. Now we got Biden at the helm, and the Democrats are borrowing trillions of dollars to get their stuff done. They're borrowing a lot of money out of taking it, not borrowing it, out of Social Security. Everything could fall in a second. And yet, we have no fear before God here. We don't think it will ever happen. And instead of keeping someone in there that would work to make America great, we chose some guy that, for all that he is not Trump. But the Democrats have a plan. But it's based on wickedness and pride and evil. And I reject that. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. And I can do that. And I speak to America that it needs to wake up, or it'll be found worse than Jerusalem. It'll find itself worse than some of the worst judgments we've seen. For the vileness of the people cannot go on forever. And the pride which fuels the vileness will not be covered. There's no salt left wherewith to preserve anything. Verse 11, it says, "Tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you, make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins." Now, see, that sounds about like what James says. You think he was reading the Old Testament, the Tanakh? James 5, "Go to now, you rich men, and weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten, your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days." Verse 5, "You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you." And that's true. We see a lot of just that are killed and slaughtered. Now see, that's why Paul wrote Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 9 through 10, warning of what happens to those that have a lot of money. He said, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and in many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Perdition, of course, is destruction. That's the same term we look at when we look at the son of perdition. "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Now he's talking about believers there. But see, he's telling the women, you're careless. Understand that what you need to do is strip, take off your clothes, put on sackcloth, weep and howl to the Lord God for mercy, and seek his face. Do you think Americans would do that wholeheartedly? Not in your life. We're Americans. We don't do that. You think we'd do that in the churches? Well, come to find out, there were several big gatherings of which we talked about of Christians gathering together praying for the nation. But see, the thing of it is, this just isn't a session of prophecy here. We don't understand the full scope of judgment. We need to wake up. We need to wake up about as bad as the women here were told to wake up. You know, when I was raised many, many years ago and walking around back in the 60s, a lot of the women carried the morals of the family. And even at school, the girls had the morals. And it was always said that if the girls and the women lose their morals, then society itself will lose morality. And we have, that's true. We don't know what morality is. We don't even know what truth is. But see, the thing of it is here, because everything is so bad, these women are going to throw on sackcloth because there's no food. There's nothing there. Everything they depended on is going to be gone. It's as if the blessings went out the gates after they opened them up to see that Assyria had been delivered from them, you know, been destroyed. So verse 12 says, they shall lament. They're going to tear the hair out. They're going to pull at their hair. They're going to be in sackcloth. They're going to beat their breasts or their chest. Why? In agony. Crying and wailing and weeping. They shall lament for the teats or breasts, for the pleasant fields and for the fruitful vine. Everything's going to be gone. You're not going to want to have kids at this time. You're not going to want to be pregnant at this time. You're not going to want to do any of that. Why? Because there's no food. There's no safety anymore. You don't have anything. Prosperity is gone. The harvest is removed. Why are you going to dress up? There's no harvest festival. They would dress up to impress the men. But they're not doing that now because they're in such agony. And the men ain't doing anything because they're in agony too. There's no answer. What are they going to do? Even if they went out and planted the fields again, if they had the seed left. You don't have endless seeds. You can't have food unless you have seed. And you can't have seed unless you've had a harvest. And in order to have a harvest, you'd had to have the seeds to begin with. So with each harvest, you have food, but you also reserve some for planting. Now, I do this every year. When I plant, I use the seeds from the plants that I had planted before. You don't even realize. You don't realize sometimes that you're really doing these things. Because life, you know, society accepts things. And society doesn't have the morals that God does. That's why Psalms 2 is so relevant to our day. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That whole section in Psalm 2 is amazing. See, when this begins to happen, the people begin to rage. They begin to blame God. They begin to wonder what's going on, and sometimes even the priests. Now see, if you follow Jeremiah the prophet, you know very well that when he was speaking, that it was the prophet and the priest, the high priest, the Levites, the political establishment, they had all gone astray. They had filled Jerusalem with blood. And of course, they were casting their kids, passing them through the fire. That's like modern day abortion, which we do, and which the Democrats made sure that in this latest bit of relief that they're trying to get out, they have billions and trillions for other people in other countries, and they also have lots of money for Planned Parenthood and abortion providers, and they made sure that abortion was going to be the thing they're going to do, so they allowed money to help promote abortion overseas. Now, all this funnels the truth that when you look at Mystery Babylon and you see her, the reward for her sins is doubled upon her double, which is four times, and the blood is also accounted to her in judgment for what she has done. Throughout Revelation, we have the judgment of the blood, and it comes from the spilling of innocent blood, and we can find this teaching, which I've taught many years, from Genesis to Revelation, and even in the Gospels, and even your Lord, if you're a Christian, spoke about it. So don't tell me that Christ just came to bring loveliness and grace and peace for you. Because at the same time he came, he talked about the judgment of the blood. He called his own people snakes and vipers, some of the ones who were trying to trip him up, the lawyers and the Pharisees and all them. He said, unless you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. He took a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple, for they had made the temple a den of thieves. It was about profit. So the true prophet, Yahshua, whipped them out of the temple, for they were making a profit. And that's what you have to be aware of. There is a true prophet here, the Son of Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega. And in Revelation 1, he calls himself the Almighty, and he will come back and he will reward. But before he does that, make no mistake, he will send judgment. He will try to wake you up, America. And when he makes his move to do that, that is not going to be pleasant. You're not going to want to get at the bottom of that rod which he will adhere to you. Paul even talks about this, saying as much as that if you reject God's chastisement, are you not bastards? You see, Israel was the chosen vine. In the new covenant, Yahshua, in John 15. Matter of fact, I tell people to read from John 10 all the way to John 18. There's a lot of good stuff in there. But he says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Israel is no longer the vine. They was a vine, but that's in the old covenant. Today, the Lord said, I've come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And Israel needs to understand that as well. These are the days of judgment. These are the days of fulfilling a prophecy. And Isaiah was speaking to a people, telling them they need to wake up. And in verse 13, he says, upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all houses, all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be dens forever, and a joy of wild asses and a pasture of flocks. Now see, the Assyrians, led by Sennacherib, he laid waste to a lot of the surrounding area. Now Jerusalem did not fall, but everything else was gone. It's going to be a time of trouble. But coming up in the time of Babylon and the Chaldeans at Jerusalem, then the palaces would be forsaken. The multitude of the city will be there as the nobles and the princes fled the city, but they were caught. Now Jeremiah the prophet told them not to flee. And because they did flee, that was against the orders of the Lord. The armies of Babylon caught up with them, punished them. So the towers are brought down. That's where the watchmen stand. The forts, just like the old empty forts in America, once the cavalry has run out of them, they're good for nothing. Weeds and rodents. Now it says forever, but this forever here in verse 14 denotes a long time. Not necessarily infinity. But the judgment's going to stand and you're going to know. Now see, the delineation of the stop of that is until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high. And so you have a lot of things going on here. Until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high, the wilderness be a fruitful field, the fruitful field be counted for a forest. It'd be a time of restoration. You see, now, if during this Assyrian invasion, because Hezekiah is a good king, his reign would bring an end to the judgment. And because he's there following the Lord, blessings would return. But if this happened during the Chaldean time, this pouring out of the Spirit and the blessing would not occur until after the 70 years. Now there is a fulfillment of the Spirit being poured out from us on high. Joel talks about it. It's fulfilled in Acts 2 with the coming of the Spirit of God and what we call the beginning of the church. But even that, just because the Spirit had been poured out on high in Acts 2, doesn't mean God can't send judgment. There's coming a time, saith the Lord, that I will shake all things. And that time's already come. And you see, this is what happens when you have a kingdom and a people that get comfortable in their comforts. I mean, we are in America, there's no doubt. And we're more able to stay in comfort than a lot of nations. That's mainly because of the way our Constitution and everything is set up. But believe it or not, there's those in this country that are calling for an end to our Constitution, an end to our democracy, an end to our way of life, an end to the way we do the Senate and the House. We have a lot of calls for stuff like that. And that's because this is a people that do not know the Lord God. And this is why the people that are doing it use color. As if that's still an issue. The color is only an issue with those that want to use it because they want to use it to destroy the nation. They don't give one whit about color. But you see, the sin is not in the skin. I mean, not in the color of the skin. But the sin is within, in your heart. So make no mistake. When we look at these passages, there's a lot that you can apply to modern day. These things really went on. Well, how bad can it be, you might say. Well, see, they didn't have a 7-Eleven. Of course, we don't either up here. Or a Mini Mart, that's the other brand. They've got a lot of other little 7-Eleven 24-hour-a-day things. And, of course, they've got Amazon and they've got Walmart and all the others. As long as you got Walmart and Amazon, you're not going to worry, huh? You know, the one thing that makes America, America, is the ability of transportation. In this recent storm down in Texas and the whole southern panhandle down there, I seen a video of all the trucks. All the trucks that were crashed. So if you're at home and you eat your dinner, you can thank a trucker because he brought the food to you in some form, even through the post office. The one who drives the vehicle. You can thank the grocer who put it on the shelves. You can thank the gas station that had the gas that put in your car that you could drive to go get your groceries. And you can thank the God that gives you breath to blaspheme his name, to curse your neighbor, and to cause all manner of evil without even giving a whit of a notice to the Lord God who's above. As human beings, we have the greatest potential that has ever given to any one species that God has created. But when I look around and we do our advocacy show for the persecuted church, the things that I see humans doing to humans, I ask myself at times, how long are you going to wait? Because right now, the hatred towards Christians overseas is at its peak. But at the same time, we're finding another phenomenon that is absolutely amazing. The enemies of God who are chasing down Christians, no matter whether they're Hindu, Muslim, or some other faith, they are coming to the Lord in droves. Not only that, one of the ones which we know pretty close, and we do support them, is called Mideast Bible. They want money for Bibles. And there's a pastor out in the middle of Bangladesh that got his latest load because there's people who gave them the money to buy the Bibles because he goes out and gives Bible to entire villages. And he was out doing that one day, him and his team. And a whole bunch of people that didn't like him showed up. They were the men of the village. But sitting there receiving the Bibles were the women of the village. And they told him in no uncertain terms that Jehovah God is the true and living God, and his son, Yahshua, died for their sins. That the God of Islam is not the God of redemption. They stopped the men. They gave out more Bibles, and now they're requesting more Bibles. And we hear that around the world. They don't want your food. They don't want your money. They want the Word of God. While you want the food, you want your luxuries, you want to stay wealthy, you want to be in power, and you don't give a whit about the Word of God. Thus saith the Lord, the judgment is evident, which is seen upon your heart, and it shall arise just as you rise every morning and you look at the morning and thy breath, you take for granted. The judgment shall fall. For whatsoever you sow, so shall you reap. And this is exactly what happened. Thank God Hezekiah was there. Thank God the Lord showed his grace at this time. Now you see, when you have until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high, and you find the wilderness is a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is so fruitful it looks like a forest. Well, in verse 16 he says, then judgment shall dwell. That's righteousness, righteous justice, which we don't have in America. And in the wilderness, it's going to be a fruitful field. And righteousness is going to be in the land because the residents are going to be righteous. Thus, righteousness and a righteous people will dwell in the land there. Now, if we look ahead to Isaiah 60, now all these things are very prophetic. Verse 21, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, and the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. And a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation, and I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Israel's gone through a lot, but Israel's not going to be alone, because God is redeeming both the Jew and the Gentile. And for those who ignore it, well, it's going to come upon you real quick. But you see, when we look at these things, we need to learn from these. We need to understand from these. We need to examine our own hearts, because we can do that. We're in the new covenant. We can repent now. God has not destroyed America now. God has not destroyed the churches now. We can breathe. We can look up to God. We can raise our hands. We can praise God. So today, seek the Lord. Today, get serious. Today, pray for this nation. Today, rebuke and bind those forces like The View and others who were vile. Rebuke that vileness. Bind that vileness. Call them to repent. The Lord will work if you will believe and pray. But when you sit there and do nothing, nothing is what you're going to get. You know, on my LinkedIn, and that what I just said came from my LinkedIn, believe it or not. I kept LinkedIn. And one inspirational dude who has on LinkedIn, they're all professional. And he says, in your life, when you don't do anything, nothing happens. Speaking of changing your life. And that's true. If you're going to sit there and feel sorry for yourself, sit there and say, God can't do it. Just like when you talk about faith. Faith doesn't say that you believe. Faith says that God's going to do it. He can do it, and he will do it. That's faith. So today, you look around wherever you're living today, and we've got turmoil in just about every country on this planet. But on this very same day, when I saw the pictures coming from Mars, I thought, how great a technology we have to be able to do that. It was amazing. And then they talked to a guy from the main control on Earth, and he says, this is what we can do when we're united. no matter what happens in the world, and it's a mess, this shows if we're united, we can do anything. And he's right. In America, if Christians stood up, stood united, and took on the darkness, rebuked the forces that are out there in the heavens above this country and in the hearts of people, this country could be saved. But if you do nothing, America, if you play your church games, America, if you become offended easily, America, and you don't challenge the wickedness, America, you will lose what you have. You will lose as these women here tonight and men lost. They lost everything. Now, they just got a little judgment during the time of the Assyrian, and it was rough. But during Babylon, they lost everything. Now, God restored them because of his promise. But see, in America, we don't have a promise like that. You see, we're not Israel. So the question remains, what are you going to do? Father, we thank you for your word tonight and for your mercy. Bless those that hear this. Help them, Lord, to find you, seek you, and pray, and get serious. May your blessings find them, and may blessings find this nation instead of cursing. May your blessings find this nation instead of judgment. May the vile and the wicked be put down, and the righteous be exalted. May truth prevail. May pride be reduced. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Tower.
Okay, here I am. Boy, we should all be on our faces and repentant towards God for all, for, you know, we've all taken advantage of his goodness. And taking him for granted.
Yep.
Should be repentant. God forgive us. In Jesus' name.
Well, you know, if you listen to the Psalms and you hear David crying out, there's a psalm in there where he says they all say that he has no hope in God, for God has rejected him. One of the things of Christ on the cross was the fact that they said he saved others, but he himself, he couldn't save. He wasn't on the cross to save himself. That's what they didn't understand. He was on the cross to save us.
That's right.
He was innocent.
Amen.
But he took our penalty. That's the new covenant. And for that reason, folks, we need to get serious.
Yes, amen.
So we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. We hope the best for you in the Lord. Be safe and stay warm. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. We are on many more social sites, many more places where we have our shows. One of the newest ones is Verbal, V-U-R-B-L, which is brand new. They contacted me, and I accepted their offer, and we're now on there. We have playlists on there and a few other things, brand new little group of people that have another system. So be sure to check out all these sources, and we put them on social media. Parler's up. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. And we're on many, many others. Check them out. Be safe. Be blessed. Look to the Lord, my friends. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.